I guess what...
Oh, another thing is learning to drive. Like uh-huh. Vietnam, it's still a very much male-dominated society.
Okay.
You know, so the husband drives, you know, that sort of thing. Not anymore, not here. So everybody drives. And, you know, like, even my mom, yeah. she drove in Vietnam a bit, you know, but mm-hmm. when she came, she said, no, she's too old for that. She doesn't want to do that anymore, but yeah. she had to. Like, you know, uh-huh. that's just a need to commute. You know, that's not what you can do. So she had to learn how to drive, that sort of thing. And, you know, so she's been driving.
Mm.
And now that they get older, my father's a little bit older. So now, you know, my mom drives my dad.
Okay.
As, you know, as it used to be the other way around.
What do you see that we talked a little bit about contributions? Do you think the Vietnamese community here has changed Canada a little bit? Has made some changes here? And
well, I'm sure of it. I'm sure each one of us contribute in our own way to this mm-hmm. Society. And for the people that you know that came with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like or at that the same time. You know, I like I mentioned earlier, I think we strongly feel that we owe it to this country here to, you know, to take a seat when no one else was willing to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we do like, and this is our home now. We purchased a home here, we live here, we have an RSP here.
Right.
So we're gonna retire here.
You
so this is our that's right. So we gotta make this a better place for everybody. So that's no question about it. There are some, you know, like in any community, like, there's always some bad apples. But you know, there's some, but I think if you look at the majority of mm-hmm. Vietnamese that migrate in Canada, I think a majority of us do okay.
Yeah,
it's a few.
And is there much? Does the community get together a lot? Do you see? I mean, I guess through this association.
Yeah, we have several events. We have, you know, the Vietnamese Association of Toronto.
Yeah.
We have the Vietnamese Elderly Association of Toronto. We got the Vietnamese Women Association.
Okay.
We got the Business Professional Vietnamese Association. You know, we have the youth. The youth. What do they call themselves? The youth. They have the proper name, but
okay.
it's a youth. It's the Vietnamese youth. They got a long name, I can't remember, that sort of thing. And, you know, we have community, we have cultural events that draw people together. We got events the biggest event of them all would be the TET Festival. TET.
Uh-huh.
It's the Lunar New Year Festival.
Okay.
Or you call it Chinese New Year, but it's Lunar New Year, so we celebrate that as well.
And when is that?
It's based on lunar calendar.
Right.
So this year it's going to be sometimes on either February. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a big event. We normally have over 10 to 15,000 people.
Wow. Yeah. Where is it held?
This year it's going to be at the International Center on Dixie.
Okay.
Dixie or Dixon.
Okay.
International. I can get more of the exact information if you want.
And what kinds of things happen at that event?
Oh, it's more like a cultural exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
There's some performance.
Mm-hmm.
There's some traditional games. You know, that sort of thing. It's to celebrate the new year. And to educate our kids of the Vietnamese cultural and cultural tradition.
How much education are your kids getting in that kind of stuff? Is there much available for the school system, or is it mainly
No. It's mainly through that because this is strictly Vietnamese cultural.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get that from a regular school. You know.
Do they speak?
Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Mine does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine did. And again, that depends on the parents as well. You know. To me, knowing another language, it's always an advantage.
Yeah.
So I, you know.